listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. The state's energy minister has described a draft determination released by the Australian Energy Regulator as positive progress. That's despite the fact it foreshadows a small increase in power prices for the essential energy zone, which covers our region, of about $22 a year, while most other parts of the country will see their bills go down. Penny Sharp says the draft default offer looks much better now than it has done over the past 12 months.
But it's also only just the start. The work that we're undertaking in relation to the energy roadmap, in building more renewable energy, in managing the exit of coal-fired power is all about putting pressure to reduce energy bills, and it's just the first step of that process.
A chance for those on the mid-north coast who've been affected by so-called zombie developments to have their say on potential rule changes. It refers to projects that were approved years or even decades ago, which have seen little movement but can restart after a long period of inactivity and, crucially, are only subject to the laws and environmental standards that were in place when they were first approved. The inquiry, chaired by Clayton Barr, is accepting submissions until June 3. We're set to see a drop in temperatures, cooling things down across the mid-north coast as we head further into autumn. It's also likely to bring some rain. Here's Angus Hines from the Bureau of Meteorology.
We're going to see this front move up New South Wales through the course of the day. About lunchtime it reaches Sydney, and as it does come through, could be a bit of what we might call a southerly buster, meaning it comes through with quite a punch. We're looking at a strong burst of chilly winds up this coastline, could be gale force over those coastal waters.
And an increase in the number of lithium-ion battery fires has our emergency services concerned. Fire and Rescue New South Wales says they're seeing one a day on average, with seven people injured in more than 60 battery fires since the start of the year. Superintendent Adam Dewberry says we need to be wary around the home.
Make sure that you're not charging them in areas in and around your egress routes out of your home or business, because the fires do take hold quickly and can ignite and launch with explosive force.